this week on the Time Bat Show.
And they want people volunteering on a Black Hole mission that we're going to go.
Sure.
Okay. Good.
I'm glad that you agree to that.
Yeah. Hey, it would be fun for a while. Like,
it would be fun until we got to the Black Hole.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 123. I'm one of your hosts, Timeasis.
I am your other host, Bat Snacks.
We've got a hell of a show today, don't we,
Bat Snacks? Today.
Don't we?
We do.
It's like the best show we've ever had.
So get ready.
Easily the best show. Right before we started this, I sent a tweet that I shouldn't have sent.
Yep.
Like, I tweeted it out. And I shouldn't check my phone the whole show, even though I'm going to want to, because I'm going to be curious to see if anyone responded to it. It's not controversial, but it's not like...
It's controversial.
It's a joke. It's supposed to be a joke. I'm making fun of the world in the tweet.
But we can, I don't want to like have a mystery. Like, we can look back on this podcast and think about this thing that you tweeted if okay. It turns out that this like ruins you later.
Yeah. And then we'll have proof that I didn't mean it to be mean.
Yeah.
So
it's like one of those things where if you mail yourself a letter with your patent, it's right?
Yes, exactly right. So backstory is earlier this week, when was it, like Tuesday or something? The Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris caught on fire. And it was very sad, and it started falling down. They salvaged most of it, but it caught on fire. And it was sad because some of it got destroyed. And almost immediately after that, people started doing this annoying thing. First of all, they were like, oh, this is really sad, which is fine. That makes sense. It's okay to be sad. But then they started doing this really annoying thing where they like started posting things on social media that were like almost... in a braggy kind of way. Like, they were using a tragedy to brag about being in Paris. In, like, a weird way.
Yeah.
You know? It's odd. It's, like, really odd.
Yeah. I didn't see too much of it, but some of what I saw was, like, you know, oh, back so-and-so back in my vacation to Paris.
When I went to Paris, yeah.
I saw Notre Dame, and I had the best sandwich ever outside
of
Notre Dame.
And here's a picture of me commemorating that sandwich. And oh, by the way, I went to Paris. Ha 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 ha. It's a little weird. And, like, I thought it was kind of stupid. And then I kept seeing things like this over the course of the next few days into today. And one really stuck out at me. And it was a guy who had taken a picture of another guy that was, like, smiling with his son or something like that outside of the Notre Dame Cathedral. And he took this picture, like, 10 minutes before the cathedral apparently started burning.
Apparently.
Apparently. And he posted on Twitter, and he said, hey, Twitter, this picture is a picture I took right before the fire burned down, or fire caught the cathedral.
Right.
I really want to get this picture in the hands of this father and his son. So please retweet to help me find them.
Yeah, like they didn't take their own picture. Like, shut up, dude.
And he got like 100,000 retweets, probably more. It's probably like 500,000. And like, I'm like, what are you doing? You're doing this just to be Twitter famous. You're doing this for your 15 minutes of Twitter fame. I don't know. It just came across as like a really big, you know, it's a big ego move. You know?
Yeah. Whether or not he realized he was being egotistical.
Oh, he had to have realized. I would have realized that. I'm never going to do that shit. Like, I'll try to find the guy on my own. The moment you try to get the internet collectively to do something for you is the moment that you're not doing it for the person. You're doing it for you. Because it's public. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's the same kind of thing when people have, like, beefs with other people. Instead of, like, messaging them directly, they'll, like, tweet at them. So the whole world can see that they're talking.
Yeah, I hate that.
And they're just doing it so that they can get more famous. That's the only reason. Because if I had a problem with someone, I don't want to. I'm going to go up to them in private and hash it out, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I like a little, like, fun trash talk out in the open in public. Sure. But if you're having serious beef with someone,
talk to that person.
Keep that to yourself. No one wants to read that.
Talk to that person. And they're just doing it to be, like, I don't know. So that tweet rubbed me the wrong way. So I made a tweet right before the show. And I shouldn't have, but I did. And I was like, it was like, I was at Notre Dame 10 minutes before I burned to the ground. And I met a mime named Pierre. And he lived under the church organ in Notre Dame. And he told me that if Notre Dame ever fell apart, he wouldn't have anywhere to go. And then I was like, please retweet to save Pierre the mime.
I like how Pierre the mime is a talking mime that talks to you.
He's the nicest mime I've ever
The met. Nicest one.
And he lives under the church organ. But yeah, that's the tweet I sent, and I thought it was funny. I feel like I'm going to get some, I don't know, we'll see. We'll find out. I bet no one will respond, because they'll be like, what is he trying to say here?
I don't know. I thought it was hilarious.
You can't tell on social media if someone's being ironic or not, you know?
Yeah.
Especially me, like, I'm not normally ironic. Yeah. So, for accounts that are all ironic, it's obvious, but...
Right.
I don't know. We'll see. Find out. So, let the record show that this is well-meaning.
It's a joke. Take it easy.
And then you said you should put your phone to airplane mode, which I did. I did do that.
That's something I don't do enough, is just, like, get away from my phone when I'm anticipating something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. If I'm the kind of person where if I'm expecting something to happen and I'm going to get the news on my phone, I can't put my phone down. It's just, it drives me nuts until I get the news.
Your phone, yeah. And it's tough. They should really call it something other than airplane mode. They should call it like peace mode, or like restful mode, or I don't know, something.
Anticipation mode.
Because it's stressful, right? Like, it really is. Being able to check all the time. You should be able to just do not disturb, you know, airplane mode.
There's another thing kind of related to this that I think about sometimes, mm-hmm. where I notice that if you're on social media and you have a decent number of followers, mm-hmm. I think that can condition you to think that you need to say something about everything that happens in the world.
Like, you know, no matter what it is.
No matter what it is, like, every tragedy, every good thing, everything that happens in the news, like, you have to give your take on it, because you think, you know.
Oh, my followers want to know about my
They want to know what I think about this. I need to put my own personal spin on this and make this about myself.
Right, which is weird. That's another thing that kind of bothers me about social media, is whenever there's, like, a news story on the news... news story on the news. Whenever there's a story on the news, typically I don't really say anything about it on social media, because everyone's talking about it, and my opinion on it isn't going to really do anything. You know, it's just noise at that point. And I kind of wonder, like, do people, like, think I don't have an opinion on this, or do they think I don't care? And that's, like, obviously not the case, but it just feels like I don't feel the need to put an opinion out on every single thing, like you said, because, you know, I don't think people care about that, you know?
Yeah. I'm scared to, honestly. I mean, I don't do it mostly because, you know, I just don't enjoy doing it, but I'm also scared because, you know, the way I form opinions is I'll have one, then I like to talk to someone about it, and maybe I'll come out the other end thinking something different.
Yeah, that's
but
how
my original opinion might have been wrong or embarrassing, or
and you don't really know until you talk to somebody. Right?
Yeah, you put that out in public,
but
then
people on Twitter, they don't.
That's what you think forever.
That's it. You got that. That's your opinion forever, even if you're convinced some other way. Yeah, that's just the. So I just say funny stuff on social media. I don't really have discussions. I don't like to have, like, I'm going to talk about this thing, you know, deeply or whatever, because I will with some things, but not a lot of things.
Yeah.
Because it's something.
Because it's annoying.
It's annoying. annoying. It is an annoying place. But anyway, speaking of Twitter and how it's a black hole for productivity, there was a... Did you like that segue?
That was good.
There was a recent picture of a black hole, and it's the first picture that has ever been taken of a black hole. Have you heard about this story?
Yeah, I watched the live press conference.
Whoa, you watched the live on YouTube. Stream. Look at you. Mm-hmm. Was it exciting? Because I just saw the picture at the, at the end of it.
Something really funny happened during the live stream. Mm-hmm. So right when they were starting it, they played this trailer for all the satellites where they showed, you know, video footage mm-hmm. of each satellite, and there was like inspiring music, like da da da.
Are they like hyping it up or something?
Yeah, they did a whole big production.
Was it cool that they did
that?
It was
really inspiring, but something really funny happened. I don't know if they rehearsed or not, mm-hmm. but in the middle of the inspirational trailer thing, they accidentally like brought up the black hole slide.
Like, way like the before. Picture?
Yeah. And it went away real fast. It was like, oh shit! Put it.
We're not that at that part of the presentation yet. Oh, that guy got fired.
It was hilarious because I was watching it at work and I was like, wait, was that it?
Was that it?
Did they just
do it? Did anyone talk about this? I don't remember hearing about this at all.
No.
It's almost like people pretended it didn't happen. Like, oh, we'll just pretend that wasn't it.
Yeah, it was a blip. It was just a quick bang. And it was like, oh, that was totally it. They just jumped the gun.
It was like Charlie was really excited to, like, hit the black hole picture button. And he's like, not yet, not yet. The trailer's not over. He's like, oh, my finger slipped. Take that down. We're not there yet. But this is an exciting news story because we have a very first picture for a black hole. And it looks like a black hole, you know?
Yeah, that's what's crazy, right?
That it looks like a black hole.
We've never seen one before. We sort of guessed they might exist, and then we took a picture, and there it is. We also
guessed what they looked like, and guess what? They kind of look like what we thought they looked like.
Yeah.
In a way. So it's exciting. It confirms that they exist, and it confirms that they look like we thought they did. And I don't know. It's cool. It's a really big black hole. I read the statistic, but it's like enormous.
I was listening to Science Friday, and they said that it's a lot bigger than the black hole in our galaxy.
Yeah, which is big, already many times bigger than the sun.
Yeah,
so it's like it's really, really, really big. But it's scary. So maybe we'll get swallowed up in one day. Hopefully.
Maybe eventually, yeah.
You can only wish. What do you think happens when you fly into a black hole?
Nobody knows.
I know. I want to know.
We should go.
Would you volunteer for a black hole mission?
I don't know.
Like, okay, so like we've done the Mars question before, right?
Yeah.
The Mars question is, okay, we're colonizing Mars. Do you want to go?
And hell no.
You wouldn't go to Mars? I would go.
I don't think I would.
But you they would provide food and stuff for you.
But it sucks there.
How do you know?
Because we
know. You haven't even been there yet. You don't know.
We sent a robot. We know it sucks.
He did. Didn't he die, the robot, the Mars rover?
Yeah, it turned off.
Yeah, he died. Okay, well, let's say they want you to go on a black hole mission, okay? And mm-hmm. they're looking for volunteers. And you might live, and you might die. Nobody knows what's going to happen when you go through that black hole. Would you do it? Would you sign up for this?
I think it depends on the kind of day I was having.
Like, if you're having a really bad day?
I'd be like, yeah, just sign me up.
I love how that's your response. I feel like most people would be like, yeah, maybe after I'm like 60 and I've like done a lot of things I wanted to do in life, then I'd do it. Instead, you're just like, if I had a really bad day, I'd probably say like
that. I'd probably do it. A black hole is different than Mars, though. We know it's on Mars.
That's true. We know nobody it's not knows. Good.
Yeah.
We know it's
nobody
not
knows what'll happen.
That's true. So you're saying something really good could happen out of a black hole.
It probably won't, but it's still a mystery. And
that's exciting.
Yeah, the mystery is what excites me.
So, worst case scenario of black hole, right, is you die, right?
Yeah.
Best case scenario is you go, like, back in time or something, you know,
yeah.
Something cool happens.
you have some kind of crazy, I don't know,
vision.
You probably just die. But
you probably just die.
You know what I just thought of? Because I was like, you know, death isn't that bad.
No.
I mean, it's bad, but like a quick black hole death really isn't that bad. Like, boom, you're dead. But I just thought of something really scary.
What?
So, like, you know how time is weird in a black hole?
Yeah.
What if you die, but it, like, takes you, like, 1,000 years?
1 billion years.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that could potentially happen, right?
Here's the thing. I wouldn't sign up to go alone. If I had some people with me, if we all did it together, I might.
Like, I was on board with you until I thought about the billion-year death thing. Like, that could be the real worst case, is you go into the black hole and your body just dies really slowly.
Like, your spaceship is gonna be crushed.
Yes.
And you'll just very slowly be crushed.
But it'll take, like, 1 billion years.
That's the thing, though. I think it would happen... It would still happen quickly for you. Relative to the people on the Earth, it might take a billion years. But I think for you, like, because of the... I don't really understand how it works.
I don't know. I think it would happen really slowly for you and really fast for other people. You know? Maybe not.
Yeah. I don't understand it.
Because, like, okay, like, in the movie Contact...
Right.
I like how this is our reference point. We're both like, yeah, the movie Contact. Got it.
Carl Sagan was an astrophysicist.
Yeah. When they drop the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
It goes through the rings really fast. But to Jodie Foster, it takes like hours, right?
Right.
So I think for her, I think the premise is the same with the black hole. Like, it'll take a really long time for you, but it'll take like instantaneously for other people.
I think you're right, actually.
So you could die. Like, it could crush you, and it'd be like, oh my god, he got crushed. At least it was a quick death. Like, no. That took like 1 million years.
Okay, that could be bad, actually.
But you would still go.
I might.
If there was like a mission. If there was like a group mission.
Yeah, if I didn't have any people who were dependent on me, like kids or whatever, sure. if I was having a bad day...
Okay. If you're having a bad day, you get home from work and you're like, screw this. And they're like, do you want to go to a black hole mission? You're like, yeah, sign me up for
this. Yeah, just sign me up.
I'll do it. Mm-hmm. All right, this is... We're going to agree that if we're like 70 years old, mm-hmm. we have like nothing else to live for. And they want people volunteering on a black hole mission that we're going to go.
Sure.
Okay, good.
Glad that you agree to that.
Yeah. Hey, it would be fun for a while. Like,
it would be fun until we got to the black hole.
It's like, this is fun.
It would be fun until we got to the black hole.
Have you seen that movie Dark Star?
No, I haven't. I want to, though.
It's a science fiction movie from the 70s where it's just all these like hippie dudes on a spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what it would be like for us.
Is it good?
It's slow, but I really like it. It has a really good vibe.
I've heard it was funny, too.
Yeah, it's funny.
Mm, I need to watch that. But it's a bunch of hippie dudes on a spaceship?
Yeah.
See, that sounds like my kind of thing.
They'll have, like, big beards, and they listen to groovy music. And,
see, this sounds like my kind of movie. Yeah. This sounds like my favorite movie. I've never even seen it before. Hippies on a spaceship. This brings me up to an interesting topic. You wanting to go to a black hole and thinking the journey there would be pretty fun. Like, I agree with that. Have you ever had the thought of, like, man, this is going to sound really terrible, but I'm going for it. It's fine.
Go for it.
Man, I wish something bad would happen, because the lead up to that would be really fun.
So would the aftermath.
Have you ever had that thought, though?
Yeah, there's one of my favorite animes is about exactly this topic. It's called mm-hmm. Paranoia Agent.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that there's this vigilante that goes around attacking people,
mm-hmm.
but it's actually a blessing. Because after they get attacked, they get a break from life. because people feel bad for them. They get they can take time off.
Yeah, yeah.
It like changes everybody's lives for the better. And the lead up is, you know, really exciting. There's like a mystery.
It's like, who's going to get hit next and who is the bad guy or whatever.
Yeah. So it turns out that, you know, the antagonist, the supposed antagonist in the film is like saving a bunch of people's lives by attacking them.
But like the actual event is bad.
Yes, yeah, terrible.
But the lead up is good and the aftermath is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, because like, this is going to sound terrible, but here's a good example, right? And this is a thing that I read about or watched or something. During World War One or Two, I don't remember which, but in both of those, they bombed London, like, a lot, right? The bad guys. The people of London, like, got together and, like, had these big communities where they would get together and, like, help each other and, like, stay safe from the bombings because they needed to, like, be in a centralized area because if they all got spread out, they would die, you know, and starve and blah, 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 blah. So there was these times where, like, if London was getting bombed, they would all go to, like, a church or some, like, structure that's sound, and they would just make, like, their town, like, in there and hang out there for, like, weeks on end. During this, while this was happening, obviously there's people dying and the war was going on and it was really tragic, but people, like, were, like, bonding with each other a lot and they were having, like, a really good time. Like, not at the time, but, like, after the war ended, people, like, reminisced about how fun it was and how enjoyable their life was during that moment because they had this, like, they had this excuse to, like, do things with people and, like, you know, have these interactions that they don't normally get out of day-to-day life. And it's like, yes, it's a tragedy, but like the weird blessing out of it was like that they had a sense of community. And like, so like people that like lived through this, like got nostalgic for these like weird, like bombing days or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be bombed or anything, but that sounds fantastic. Like,
but it's interesting, though. It's like, I don't want to be bombed either, but, like, it's interesting how, like, bad things bring people together in ways that, like, you wouldn't normally be brought together. Like, a really good example of this would be, like, not light traffic. I mean, like, heavy traffic. There was this one case in China where a road was closed for, like, a week. Right? Because it was so... It wasn't closed. There was traffic so much that, like, it was a gridlock for, like, a week. But people started making little communities on the road because of the event. And, like, yes, it was probably really shitty a lot of the time. But, like, part of it was probably an interesting and almost enjoyable experience because it's something that you never really experienced before and you're doing all these things that you're not normally doing. You know, like, and it's an excuse to, like, do these, like, live outside your comfort zone and, like, do all these other things because, like, this terrible thing is happening, but, like, you have no excuse to, like, you're not working, like, you can't do anything else, so you might as well, like, enjoy yourself. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Tragedies and stuff like that bring us together really close, and it's...
I don't know. The black hole thing reminded me of that because it's like, yeah, we're going off on a suicide mission, but like the lead up to the suicide mission, probably pretty fun, right?
That's
like,
what I was thinking. Like, that spaceship ride would be badass.
Because everyone's like, well, we're probably gonna die, so we might as well have a good time while we're on the way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it sounds kind of cool in a weird way. I don't know. Sometimes I feel. Oh, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Maybe at the last minute we could deflect and just. go like Star Trek Enterprise.
Yeah, like I don't want to die anymore. That's okay.
Just yes, make a left.
make a left at the black hole. We should do our first trivia question of the day.
Okay.
The trivia I have for you today is pretty good. I'll give you all three categories up front so you have like a better idea of what lifeline you want to use.
Okay.
You have the categories today are sports, geography, and literature. So I'm going to ask you your first question now, and it's going to be in the sports category. What lifeline would you like?
I'm going to Monty Hall the sports question.
Monty Hall. That's a good decision. All right. In the game of golf, golfers yell four to indicate that the ball is flying near a person. Are you familiar with the term four?
Yes.
Four. Okay. In golf, the word four is a shortened version of what word?
Ooh.
Is it A, forewarn. B, forward. C, forecaddy. Or D, forewhistle.
Well, I don't think it's forewhistle, so I'll probably wind up locking that one in.
Mm-hmm.
But when you said it, I don't know the answer to this question, but when you said it at first, I thought the answer would be forward.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's that one, but I'm gonna lock in forewhistle.
Money hole.
Yeah.
All right. It is not forewarn, and it is not forward. It's either forecaddy or forewhistle.
What?
Yes, it's real.
Why would it be for caddy? That doesn't make sense. The caddy is the man that he gets you a beer when you need one.
That's not really what caddies do, but yeah.
Sure. They carry your clubs, but they're mostly for beer.
The beer man.
Yeah. Shoot.
I have a funny golf story after this question is over, by the way.
For whistle or for caddy?
That's right. What do you got?
Dang it. I'm going to go with four caddy.
Okay. Because it has a golfy term.
Because it has a golf term in it.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Four caddy is correct. Good job. Apparently, the explanation here is four caddy in the old days was the forward caddy that, like, that tracked the balls after people shot them. Uh-oh. And you yell four caddy when you hit a ball that's going to hit him. And that was shortened to four. So, there you go.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Isn't that weird, though?
Yeah.
You
said you had a golf story.
I do have a golf story. So, as you know, I grew up in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And as you also know, growing up in Florida, you have to know a decent amount about golf. You don't have to, but you just kind of do. You know what I mean? Like, you've probably played golf before, right?
Yeah.
Everybody in Florida, I feel like, has. And I played golf before when I was a kid in Florida because, well, that's just a thing that happens, you know?
Golf courses are everywhere.
It's just everywhere. There's one right next to my house. So growing up in Florida, I have like a competent level of golf playing ability. Like, I'm not good, but like, I know how to play golf.
Right.
Golf is kind of a sport where you need like a core level of competency to even play at all, really.
Yeah.
Because unlike, say, bowling or basketball, where you literally, like, you know, anyone can do that. Just doing it well is the challenging part. Like, you need to know how to, like, swing and stuff.
There's only so far that ball can go in pool.
It'll be the same thing with like, hockey. Like, you need to know how to skate to play hockey. Like, that's a core thing you need to know or you're not going to be able to play. So, anyway, like a month or two ago, a couple friends invited me to go to Topgolf. I don't know if you're familiar with Topgolf.
Yeah, that's that restaurant where you can, it's like a driving range restaurant.
It's a big, giant driving range. And there's kind of like a Dave and Buster's kind of vibe to it, you know? And it like tracks how far you hit the ball. And you can order food and drinks and all that stuff. So a couple friends like invited me to Topgolf. And one of the guys is like, oh, I play here. I play a lot of Topgolf. Like, I'm good at golf or whatever. And the other people that I went with, my wife and like two other friends, they don't really play golf. But they were like, oh, this sounds fun. Like, it's just something to do. So we start playing golf. And I'm like last in line to go, and we're doing like this weird rotation thing where it takes me like 10 minutes to even get up. But everyone starts going, and the guy that said he's good at golf does all right. Like, he hits it, you know, 100 yards or whatever. And then everyone else like hits it like, you know, 20 feet, as you would if you don't know how to play golf, you know, like you're just like not doing very good. And then I get up there and I like take a swing and I go like 300 yards or something like that. Like, it, pretty good, like a good drive. And everyone's like extremely surprised that I knew how to play golf, because I'm not a sporting kind of man, right? Like, I don't look like I know how to do anything sports. But, like, and I tried to explain to them, like, oh, yeah, growing up in Florida, I just know how to play golf. I just understand this game. And I just, like, crushed everyone.
Nice.
But it's an interesting thing because some people just have Like, I feel like when you see someone that's really good at something, you just assume they have, like, wow, he must have a natural talent at that. It's like, no. He probably just, like, had to play as a child for some reason. You know what I mean? Like, because that was me. That's why I know how to play golf.
Yeah. You know. It's like anyone that can play an instrument, if you play an instrument around another, like a group of people that don't play music, it's magic.
Like, what is happening? Right
like, now? What are you doing? I've never seen an instrument before. What? You know how to play that thing?
How are you even doing that? it could like be bad. Like, you could be playing it badly and they'll be like, oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So. Like, do you ever go to a hotel and they have that piano in the lobby?
Uh-huh.
And if you have a friend that,
oh, man.
Maybe when they were four, their parents forced them to do piano lessons.
Yep, yep.
And they know how to play, like...
One thing.
They play, like, 10 notes from Furley's, like, over and over.
People are like, what the hell?
You're so talented.
Yeah, I should do that. Because I don't know how to play piano, like, not great, but, like, I could make it sound good. Yeah. Next time I go in a hotel, I should just, like, get on the piano and just, like, rattle something off. Like, even if it's not that good.
Yeah, I mean, it's still like, you're playing the piano.
People would be like, whoa, look at this guy. Yeah. He's a piano guy. But, like, I never had the confidence to do that. Like, it just seems like a weird thing to jump up and do.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I was somewhere recently that had a piano, and someone was like, I should get on the piano. I was like, yes, you should. But nobody did, obviously. But
you should have gotten on it. That was your chance.
That was my chance. My whole life is a series of those moments, and I don't do them.
It's like, oh, I could play something on the piano right now, and then I would be the smart guy in my group for the rest of time.
This is, I'm taking the show in a depressing direction, but it's true.
Okay.
Like, no, I'm thinking, the more I think about it, the older I get, there's so many moments in my life where someone is like, hey, you should do this. And then I'm like, oh, that seems like it's nerve-wracking, or that seems like it'll give me anxiety. And then I'm like, nope, I'm good. And then I don't.
Yeah.
And, you know, I realize if I had done all these things that I was asked to at times, I would be so much more confident as a person today.
Maybe you should just start doing stuff.
It's just that easy.
It's just that easy. Just do it, man. I hate when people say that. That's so stupid.
Just like, what are you waiting for? Just be more confident. You're like, yeah, it's that easy. When you see an opportunity, take it.
Yeah. I've had a lot of opportunities like this before, too.
Uh-huh.
This one just happened very recently. I was playing a game of Mafia, and there was a special challenge in the Mafia game where they wanted you to read this post in, like, a funny voice that you can do.
Sure.
And I do a really good meat wad voice.
Yeah, yeah, from Aqua Teen.
From Aqua Teen. I could have done it, but I didn't, because I was like, what if people hate it?
What if it's not funny?
Like, I know it's a good voice. I've made people laugh with it.
Do you want to do it right now on the show?
No, I'm too embarrassed.
Please! No one listens to this podcast anyway.
It doesn't matter.
I'm giving you the opportunity that I just said that I wish I had more of.
Yeah, and we just talked about it's not as simple as just doing it.
Just do it. Just do it. It's easy.
No, just it's not. Just do it. Here's what I would do. If I had done it around you before, I would do it now. But since you've never heard my meatwad voice, I can't just bust it out right now. I can
judge you. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. After the podcast ends, you should just do it, and then I'll know for next time.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Have you ever done this voice for anyone in your life before?
I think I did it one time when I was drunk.
For who was there?
I was with two people I don't talk to anymore.
Oh, that's depressing.
I mean, I don't know anyone that is, it's not even, like, I can't do voices or anything. It's just this one voice that I have down pretty good. Yeah.
Can I do any voices? I feel like people tell me I can, but I don't really do voices that much.
You do really funny voices, but I don't want to, like... Put you on the spot. Like, that's I can fair. Think of at least three.
That really? Are, that three?
You have made me cry
I can't
laughing.
Think of any off the top of my head.
I don't want to, like, because...
This whole episode is about putting you on the spot and getting out of your comfort zone. Just, okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to move on to another topic.
Okay.
But you're going to just tell me, command me to do a voice whenever the mood takes you, basically.
Okay.
So you're going to literally have to put me on the spot.
I'm not going to do it, though, because I know how that feels.
You have to. I command you. You must do this.
Okay.
You must do it. What is the next topic today? We had a lot of talk about video games last week. We have some more today. So we should have like a segue into video game talk where we play like some kind of audio clip. And then one of us goes like, the video game, or something like that.
Gamer talk. Hashtag gamers.
Gamer talk, yeah.
Speaking of gamer talk, that's a pretty good segue into what we're going to talk about.
Which is?
So you know, have you ever been hanging out somewhere with people that you don't really know?
Yes.
But they know that you like games.
Oh, God, yes, I know this.
And then they try to talk to you about games.
Yeah.
And what they don't understand is that you don't like games like
that.
That they like. I didn't want to say that.
Yes, this happens to me like all the time, and I never know how to react to it.
Yeah, like you'll be at a family event or somewhere where you know someone that you like, and you don't want to be an asshole to them.
Uh-huh.
And they'll be like, hey, have you ever played... What do people play even? I don't even know.
Call of Duty or...
Overwatch.
Minecraft.
Fortnite.
Yeah. Overwatch, Minecraft, yeah. Fortnite.
You ever play Fortnite? My son plays that.
No. my favorite is when they ask you, oh, I hear you like video games. And you know, I'm like, yeah. And they're like, what video games do you play? And then I'm like, if I said any video game I say here, you won't have any idea what it is. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, I can't be like, you couldn't be like, oh, I play Binding of Isaac a lot. Like, no one would know.
No one's heard of that. Yeah.
You know? And I couldn't say I play, I don't know. What did I play recently?
Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah. Or something, right? It's like, everyone's gonna be like, what the hell is that? You know? If I said I play Call of Duty or Fortnite or whatever, like, sure. But. So, like, whenever someone asks me, like, what are you playing at the moment? Like, I say nothing. Like, it's not that I say nothing. It's I literally say the word nothing. I'm like, oh, I'm not playing anything right now. Like, I do that intentionally because I would rather say that than say a game that they don't know and they have to explain it to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I say the same thing. Like, I'm not playing very many games right now.
I'm not really playing anything right now. It's just awkward. I don't know. I don't like it. But it's weird. I don't know. I just don't like... If all the conversation is just video games, I don't want to talk about video games.
Yeah.
I almost never want to talk about video games in real life. Like, on the internet, sure. Because the conversation is directed, and you already know the people you're talking with know about the thing you're talking about because they started the whole conversation. You know? But if it's at a random on a street, I almost never want to talk about video games with them. You know, because they probably don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah.
In any way. So.
It's weird, because I like talking about movies to strangers.
Yeah, me too. I think movies are more accessible, though.
Yeah.
And it's more likely a stranger has seen a movie than played a video game.
Yeah. And everyone kind of watches the same movies. If you're... Yeah. I mean, if you're not playing popular multiplayer games, then... No one plays those games except for certain types of people.
You and me or whatever, yeah. But I think movies are different too because if someone's not heard of a movie before, they know what a movie is, right? they know how movies work.
Yeah.
But like if someone hasn't played Dwarf Fortress before, even if they've played Madden, you're not going to be able to explain how that works to them. You know what I mean? Like it's just not going to happen.
You can't be like, oh, it's got Robert De Niro and, you know, Sandra Bullock.
Yep. And it has explosions and there's an action scene. Yeah. You know, like, it's not that easy to explain.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's one of the reasons. So, yeah, I'll literally just say, oh, I'm not really playing anything. Because I'm afraid that saying whatever I'll say, they'll be like, oh, tell me about that. And then I'll have to explain this game to the stranger. And the biggest fear I have of talking to other people is... them getting bored of whatever I'm saying.
in the moment.
Yeah, they're going to ask you to explain it, and then you're just going to think to yourself, are you sure you're going to hate it? Like,
are you sure
you're not? You don't want to hear this. It's not interesting.
I have this thought, like, all the time when I'm talking. Like, someone will ask me a question, and then I'm like, oh, God, here we go. And then I'm like, well, I'll start talking, and then halfway through I'll be like, this is really boring.
Yeah.
And then I'll, like, intentionally try to stop talking about it, because yeah. I don't want to put the person through any more boring talk. But they'll keep asking, and then you're like, God, it's weird. I think my issue comes from assuming everyone else isn't interested in what I have to say ever.
Yeah.
But, you know, such is life. So, anyway, gamers, it's funny how that works. Speaking of gamers, Midway, is it Midway or NetherRealm? I don't know.
NetherRealm. Something funny happened.
Yeah, NetherRealm, they're releasing Mortal Kombat 11, which looks cool. It's a cool-looking game.
Yeah.
They had, like, a press conference or something recently, I want to say, where they announced some stuff about the game.
Right. Yeah, okay, so I watched this and I texted you about it. I was so excited.
So you watched the whole thing?
I watched the beginning, and there's a big reason. This specific event, they've been doing a series of reveals where they reveal a character and have a trailer and stuff. Uh-huh. This reveal was going to be where they revealed the character Devorah, who is the only reason I bought Mortal Kombat 10. Hello?
Yeah, the bug lady, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the bug lady. She's Sarah Kerrigan, basically.
Yeah, she's really cool.
She's awesome. I like bug ladies. I don't know. I love that character archetype.
That's the stinger for this episode. I love bug ladies.
I love bug ladies. They're awesome.
Anyway, so they're going to reveal Devorah or whatever.
Yeah, so I'm watching, and they started this reveal event by having the facilities manager make an announcement. Now, when you hear facilities manager, what does that say to you?
That says janitor to me.
Yes. So they got this guy. I'm like, wait, who's the facilities manager? And he started talking, and I realized, oh. Because he revealed that the game is going to have microtransactions.
And did he? He revealed
that? He did. He revealed that you get time points or, like, combat crystals or something. I forget what they're called.
Combat crystals, probably with a K, you know, yeah. Mortal Kombat. And then what happened?
And then they cut to a trailer that was badass. It showed Devorah, the thing everybody wanted to see. And when they cut back, the janitor man was gone.
It's like, they're like, all right, Jerry, you finished your duty. Get out of here now.
Yeah, and my thought was, so they have these three community managers sitting down at this reveal event. Why didn't they just reveal the microtransactions? And I think the reason was is because no one wanted to hear that news. So they got their janitor to do it.
Jerry, or yeah, Chip, or Jerry, whatever his Steve, name is.
Chip.
Poor Jerry. He probably didn't even know what was going on. He's like, what is this? What am I doing here? And they're like, we need someone to do it. No one wants to do it on the community team. Oh, God. That's what we've come to. We've got random people telling people about microtransactions because we're afraid to announce it ourselves.
Yeah.
Because I bet all the community people were like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to say this. I'm gonna get a million tweets at me after this if I'm the one that breaks this news to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Jerry the janitor, he doesn't have a Twitter. He doesn't care. He's going home to his pot roast later tonight, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't care. He doesn't give a shit.
I think that's why they did it. It's just because you can't. People will blame the person that says it, right? Yep.
Jerry doesn't care if he gets blamed.
Yeah.
Not effective anyway.
He cleans up coffee.
Yeah. Do you think it's like afterwards they're like, thanks for doing that, Jerry. By the way, I spilled some coffee in the break room.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'll go get that next. Thanks for telling the fans about Mortal Kombat. Do you think this has become like a thing where like people like low on the totem pole are going to start talking about microtransactions because like no one else is going to want to say anything about it?
I think a lot of businesses do this.
Like, this is Amanda. She's an intern and she can tell you about it.
You can't say intern.
Why not? Why can't I say
intern? You have to say associate community.
No. associate male person.
Yeah, like they can't just say he's our janitor. They have to say facilities manager.
Facilities manager.
Yeah. Because you can't make it sound like, oh, I just got the intern to do it. Because that's almost just. I got the
janitor to come over and tell you about Mortal Kombat 11. Jerry, what are you most excited about in Mortal Kombat 11? It's like,
combat crystals.
And then he's like, I got a spill to clean up now. I gotta go.
Are you ready for your second trivia question?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did I put that thing? Okay, yeah. This trivia question is, the category is geography.
Okay.
What lifeline would you like to use?
50-50.
Okay. This city spans two continents. What city is it? Is it A, Istanbul, Turkey? B, Alexandria, Egypt? C, Moscow, Russia? Or D, Panama City, Panama?
Two continents?
Yep, spans two continents. I'm going to run and turn my fan on really fast. You think about this question.
I'm going to think real hard. Okay, so I think Panama is in between North and South America. And I know the Panama Canal maybe connects the two. So I was just talking to myself.
All right, I'm back.
What I was saying to myself was, So I think Panama is in between North and South America.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's why the Panama Canal was put there.
Uh-huh. So I think that's could get correct.
Ships in between the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that checks out.
I just don't know of any other city. Like, Moscow, Russia, no, it's in Russia. There's...
But it could be... I don't know.
Maybe. In between Russia and Australia? Like, I don't think it is.
Wouldn't that be cool if there's a city that did that? Like, it's really big. It was, like, over the ocean. And they had, like, a big bridge that connected the two continents together.
That would be good. maybe an underground tunnel.
Yeah, there you go. The tunnel.
The what?
The tunnel. The Channel Tunnel?
It's called the Channel.
It's real. It's a real thing. It's called the Channel. It's the Channel Tunnel. It stretches from England to France, and it's completely underground, and it goes under, like, a waterway or something.
I've heard of this, actually. Do you know what it reminds me of?
What?
Have you ever seen the Mortal Kombat movie?
I like how we're talking about Mortal Kombat again. Yeah. Yes, I've seen the Mortal Kombat
movie. Do you remember when... very briefly, there's a system of tunnels underground the earth, underneath the earth, and you can ride around them in balls.
No, I don't remember that, but it sounds cool.
Yeah, it was really stupid, but it reminds me of that.
it's just like that. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the tunnel. You should look it up. It's a cool engineering feat. It's a big underwater tunnel. It's real. It's called the tunnel. Anyway, I think there'd be a really cool movie that took place inside the Channel Tunnel. Wouldn't that be cool? Like a Die Hard kind of situation?
Yeah, like Die Hard 3 kind of?
Yeah, like Die Hard 3. Die Hard 5, tunnel. You know, he's like in the tunnel, and he can't get out, and terrorists have taken the tunnel hostage for some reason.
Yeah. Maybe it's kind of like a train heist scenario.
Yeah.
Stop the train in the tunnel.
Uh-huh, and they seal off both exits.
Somehow. With dynamite or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then they, like... take hostages, and they can't get to him because they're under the fucking water.
Yeah,
you know, and one of the hostages is like the president of France or something.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but see, like, how do they get the money? There needs. I'm confused.
How do they get the money, though? I don't know.
They have to come out like.
Like, unlike other hostage situations, they can't get a plane and leave. Like, they're underwater.
Get us a helicopter.
Get us a submarine.
We can't do that. And
connect it to the Channel Tunnel. That's the plan right there. They drill a hole. Like in Die Hard 1, they drill a hole in the bank. They drill a hole in the tunnel on the bottom and hit the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have, like, a sub that they take down and leave. It's like a stealth submarine.
Maybe they don't have to leave. Maybe they just stay there forever.
In the tunnel. Yeah, this is like Die Hard 5.
Yeah.
Anyway, city spans two continents. Istanbul, Alexandria, Moscow, or Panama City?
Okay. I don't think I'm going to use my 50-50. I think I'm just going to go with Panama City, final answer.
Wow, you're just going blind, huh?
Yeah.
Panama City is incorrect.
What?
The actual answer is Istanbul, Turkey.
Wow.
It is part of Asia and Africa.
There you go. Cool, I didn't know that.
Now you do. Panama City is part of Panama, which does technically touch a second continent, but Panama City does not span two continents. The city of Panama does not.
That was a good question, then.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm going to write the Chunnel screenplay later tonight, I think.
Yeah, we'll get a draft out ASAP.
Bruce Willis isn't too old to do that, right? He could do it. Could be like real grizzled, right?
I like this idea that maybe they start out thinking they'll be able to escape, but then they realize they can't.
Who, the hostage takers?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like, oh, shoot, we didn't think this through very well. What are they doing? How are we going to get out?
And the main leader is like, we don't.
Yeah. Maybe the main leader, he tries to convince all of his bandits that there will be a way out. Mm-hmm. But once they get down there, he's just like, no, there's not really... We didn't think this far.
We're here forever. And he's, like, really prideful. So, like, instead of giving himself up and, like, going to jail, he would rather stay down there and die of starvation with everybody else, like, all the hostages.
Yeah.
You know, than, like, give himself up.
So maybe, like, the purpose of the hostages becomes, okay, so you bring us some food.
Or they'll die of starvation. But they don't let him in through the main gates. They have to do some weird thing with, like, a mini sub and, like,
get
to, like, a side alley or whatever. You know. We brought pizza. It's really cold because we had to take a 5-hour mini sub journey here. But we made it.
Yeah.
We're here now.
The bad guy makes really poor choices about what kind of food he wants. Like, he's like, you better bring me some pizza. And they're like, that's not very nutritious. You're not going to be able to subsist for very long on just pizza. And he's like, I don't care. Make it pizza.
And then like, hours later, he's like, all the bathrooms in here are clogged now. We don't know what to do. Send in a plumber. We need a plumber.
And the sequel to Super Mario Brothers, the movie, was born.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Dennis Hopper. Oh, but he's dead.
That's sad. Yeah.
But he could have been. He could have been in Chunnel.
Bob Hoskins is dead, too.
He is. You know who's not? John Leguizamo.
John Leguizamo. Maybe it's Luigi, the movie.
You didn't realize that was John Leguizamo for a while, did you?
As Luigi?
No, didn't we have a conversation you didn't realize one of the characters in Super Mario was who they were, like the actor?
Oh, no, I didn't know that Bob Hoskins was Shmi from Hook.
Oh, from Hook, yeah. But, like, you knew Bob Hoskins as an actor and as the person who played Mario. You just didn't put two and two together that he was the same guy who was Shmi.
He looks really different in that movie.
He does, he does.
Yeah.
Doesn't it make you, like, love Bob Hoskins even more, though?
Yeah.
Because Smee is the best character in that movie.
Yeah.
Like, by far.
Yeah.
I wish I was Smee sometimes.
I feel like Smee sometimes.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make me Captain Hook in this scenario? Or are we just both Smee?
I don't know. You can be Captain Hook. He's much cooler.
Is he really, though? I mean,
not really.
He's afraid of alligators and clocks. He's not really that cool.
He's like the worst supervillain.
He's terrible. He doesn't even do anything. He's funny, though.
He's mad that he's not young anymore, and he just likes clocks.
And he hates clocks, but he, like, loves them, too.
Yeah.
It's weird. And Shmi is like his glue that holds him together.
Yeah.
Maybe I am Captain Hook. And you are Shmi. Makes sense. Oh, and he wants to kill himself all the time. Do you remember that part of the movie?
Yeah, there was some weird stuff in that movie.
He was like, I'm going to do it this time, Shmee. And Shmee's like, no, don't do it. And he's like, I'm going to count to three, and it's going to be over. Remember?
Yeah, Shmee has to physically stop him from...
Okay. I'm definitely Captain Hook.
Dying.
I'm definitely Captain Hook now. I get it now.
I mean, I love Captain Hook. He's awesome.
He's a great antagonist. The coolest part of that movie is when he gets... Remember when the alligator falls on him in the very end, the big statue?
Yeah.
In Hook? And he just disappears.
Yeah.
Like, where did he go? When I was a kid, I was like...
He's still alive.
Whoa! What happened to him? That's so cool. And then it's like, Hook 2. Hook's Return or something like
that. No, call it Hooked.
Yes, that's the name of the movie. Hooked. I feel like you need like a 2 in there somewhere, though. I don't know. Hooked is good. Peter Pan is not in it at all. It's just Hook figuring things out.
I would watch the hell out of that movie.
And Shmee. You know what would be a fun movie? I don't really understand why Disney hasn't done this yet. So Peter Pan in Hook and in other Peter Pan things, he goes in the real world and then he goes to Neverland. And he goes back and forth, right? To the
right.
Real world and Neverland. Hook never goes to the real world. But I want to see him in the real world.
Me too.
Don't you? Wouldn't that be fun?
He could do like a Bill and Ted kind of adventure over to a time that's not his.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hook and Shmee making trouble in New York City or whatever.
Yes.
Doesn't that sound like a good movie?
That sounds awesome.
I would watch the hell out of that. That'd be so fun. It's amazing they haven't made that movie yet.
It could be a family movie. It would be hilarious.
I know. It would be hilarious. And the thing is, the characters are all public domain now, I think. So, like, anyone can make this movie.
Why isn't this a movie?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense. You can even call it Hook and Shmee. You don't even have to be creative with the name.
Yeah.
Hook and Shmee. Or you can call it Hooked or whatever.
Yeah. Maybe you could do kind of like a... I don't know if this is the right analogy, but you know how there are some Batman stories that aren't about Batman? They're about Gotham Police Department or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could kind of put that kind of angle on it where Peter Pan knows that Captain Hook and Shmee are there, but he can't reveal himself as Peter Pan because it's the real world.
And he's like older now and a lawyer or something.
Yeah.
And Hook and Shmee are just trying to figure out how to get back home.
Yeah. They go to a Renaissance fair.
They're like, this isn't how it looks or whatever.
Yeah.
They like eat the food and they're like, this isn't what it's like. You idiots. And they're like, he's like, Shmee, tell them about them. And Smee's like, yes, this is wrong.
Hook could win that sword fighting contest they do at the Renaissance fairs.
Yeah. Yeah, he could.
Like, the guy that he fights has no idea how to sword fight at all. It's just, everything is rehearsed, but when he gets in the ring with Hook is taking it, like, super seriously.
And he, like, kills him at the end.
Yeah. Everybody thinks it's a, like, fake.
That's too dark. They all clap. That's dark, them killing. Maybe he's a bad guy, like, he's a thief or something, and he kills him in the end. But that's still dark. This movie could work, though. Really, it could.
Yeah.
He could get a job, like he's like, well, we need money because they run out of gold. Like maybe their gold doesn't, like it doesn't come with them when they get teleported or whatever.
Yeah.
So like Hook and Shmee need to get like real jobs in New York, and I for some reason I see this taking place in the 1980s.
Yeah.
Not present day, you know, because it's not as fun. Like in the 80s, where someone could get a job, you know, in New York.
Yeah.
So like they work at like, I don't know, McDonald's or something.
They work in the mall. They
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I don't know what they do.
Yeah, they work in the mall. It's good. They're the janitors at the mall.
Yes.
That actually works. Shmee swabs a deck and Hook basically commands what he does.
Shmee, what to do? He doesn't do anything.
But he's like a janitor still.
Yeah.
So Shmee just does a little work. And Hook just complains. And he's like not allowed to have his hook on anymore because it's dangerous or whatever.
Yeah, that so could be a like constant
bit. He gets like a plastic hook or something. I don't know. He's like searching for a hook replacement the entire movie, mm-hmm. you know, and nothing is living up to his expectations. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how the movie ends. But basically they find their way home somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe Hook falls in love with a
biologist. Yes, there's a love interest. We have to have that classic debate where do I stay? Do I go? Do I take her with me? What can I do?
Oh, yes, yes. That's in like every movie. Where they're like, yeah, does she come with me? Or do I stay in this world for her? That's in like so many movies, that like trope. But that would be the perfect way to end the movie, right? It's like, because it's like, he meets this girl, and then he's like starts to question, like, do I actually want to go back to Neverland?
Yeah.
Because I love Janice, the marine biologist who works at the aquarium.
You know? As far as we know, Hook has never been in love before. I think he was just a little boy, and then he's like, suddenly became Hook.
Should the movie go into his origin story? Because I've always really wondered how he became Hook, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe we save that for the sequel to the movie that reveals
where the prequel to the sequel.
The prequel where Hook and Shmi are like kids growing up together.
Yeah.
No, I would watch that movie.
Shmi is like a big kid and he has to protect Hook from getting bullied, right?
Yes, on the playground.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I would watch the hell out of Hook and Shmi. But yeah, in the end, he ends up... maybe Hook ends up staying for the love interest, and Shmi ends up going, and then Shmi becomes the new Hook back at Neverland.
Yeah, that's kind of happy, but also, like, bittersweet. Because
bittersweet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'll have to think about the ending a little more. But I love the buddy Hook and Shmi movie. Hook and Shmi do New York. Are you ready for your last and final trivia question?
Yeah.
All right. Your category is literature. We were just talking about literature.
So for my final question, I'll choose the lifeline 5-second Google. But I'm going to try not to use it.
You also have a 50-50 left still, remember?
True. Okay. Yeah.
So Tarzan, the character,
mm-hmm.
he has a real name, a birth name. What is Tarzan's real name? Is it A, John Clayton, Viscount Greystoke? That's his full British name.
Mm-hmm.
Is it B, Edward Warren, Baron Blackthrow? Is it C, Henry Gildon, Marquis Welderblush? Or is it D, Adalbert Sampson, Count Redgrave?
Gosh. I have no chance.
Why do you say that?
I have no idea what his name is, and it could be any of these.
What's your favorite one?
The last one.
Albert Sampson, Count Redgrave?
Yeah, that sounds like a Vampire the Masquerade character.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to 5-second Google that.
All right. You're like, I'm not going to use it, and then you immediately use it.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring up your timer. Got to use Microsoft Timer because that's the thing. All right, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1, Google.
Okay.
Beep. You're done.
The first result is from Wikipedia. And it says that Tarzan is his ape name. I guess the apes gave him that name somehow.
I guess so. I don't know if apes could talk, but apparently.
And it says his English name is John Clayton, Viscount Greystoke.
Yep, that's A. Is that what you want to go with?
Yeah. I'll go with that final answer.
Yep. John Clayton, Viscount Greystoke is correct. Isn't that a weird name?
I think Viscount is a title, and Greystoke is a location.
That's why I gave titles to all the other names.
Yeah.
Like Baron Blackthrow and Marquis Welderbrush and Count Redgrave. Which I want to use as characters in something now.
But you should use that last one as a vampire character. That sounds cool.
Count Redgrave sounds like a real thing.
Yeah.
It does. It really does. Do you want to get into some Reddits?
Sure.
All right.
Let's do it.
All right. The first question comes from Johnny MC2. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny.
He asks, people who don't watch Game of Thrones, what do you think it's about?
This is a good question,
because I don't watch Game of Thrones.
Neither do I.
So let's hypothesize what we think Game of Thrones
is. What's going on in that TV show?
I don't know. I don't have HBO. I'm never going to know what's going on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use my knowledge of like what people talk about when they talk about Game of Thrones.
Okay.
So I know a lot of people die.
Okay.
I know there are dragons.
Okay.
And I know there are a lot of characters.
All right. That's more than I know.
What do you know? What do you know about it?
I've never heard anybody talk about Game of Thrones.
Oh. Okay.
My idea of Game of Thrones is that it's like The Hobbit, the TV show.
Okay. That's it? That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Just The Hobbit TV show. It might be. I mean, I don't know. I'm pretty sure there are dragons, because I've seen an ad. Okay. There were dragons. Like, I saw a dragon in it. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, there's dragons in this show.
I know Peter Dinklage is in it.
Peter Dinklage is in it. And I know there's a lot of people in the show. Like, there's a lot of actors. Because every time people talk about Game of Thrones, they talk about a new character I've never heard of before. They're like, what do you think about Horgan Lorgensplarg? And they're like, I don't know. Do you think he's going to die? And I'm like, oh, he already died and came back in season 1, episode 3. Remember when Miriam Muldelgrave killed him? And they're like, oh, right. But then Thomas Dorfenblarg, you know, communed with the White Witch of Gryffindor, and a dragon came down, and he drank his blood or whatever. Okay. That's what I hear when I...
So maybe the plot of Game of Thrones is that you can't have it be a ring, right? Because everybody will know you're ripping off the Lord of the Rings. Sure. Maybe there's a throne, though.
I think there is a throne.
There's one throne to rule them all.
Yeah, I think there is a throne, actually, because I've seen a picture of a throne.
Okay.
And I think people really want this throne.
But, like, cool?
Like, this is where I can't really wrap my head around, right? Uh-huh. So, like, there's this really cool-looking throne, right? And everyone wants to be the person sitting on the throne. But, like, they're going to great lengths for this throne. And, like, is it really cool enough to, like, do all this warring and stuff for the throne?
That's why I was thinking maybe it's kind of like the One Ring.
Maybe it's a magical
throne. Yeah, you know, in Lord of the Rings, like, if it was a regular ring, no one would care. Like,
right, but if it's a magical throne.
Yeah, maybe it's magical.
I've got it. Maybe whoever sits in the throne can control the dragons.
Oh. Did you make that up? Is that real?
I just made that up.
Okay.
Right?
That's got to be it. Like,
no, that makes sense, right? Because then you're like, I'm the commander of the dragons, you know?
Yeah, and whoever controls the dragons controls the land. It's like Dune and the sandworms.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's why they call it a Game of Thrones, because they're all playing like a game to win the throne to control the dragons. It's like Risk.
Yeah.
Right?
So who has the throne right now? Why
I don't
why
know.
Can't they just sit in it?
Yeah.
Why can't someone just run up and just sit down and be like, got it, it's mine.
I don't know, but you make an excellent point.
There could be reasons. Maybe it could be a sword in the stone type of thing where only a worthy man...
You have to, like, earn it. Maybe the dragons protect the throne.
Okay.
And you have to, like, kill them to get to the throne.
But then what are you going to control? You killed the dragon.
Maybe there's, like, one protector dragon, and you got to get him to get the throne. And everyone's competing. Like, they're, like, racing to get to the throne. And the whole show. It's like The Amazing Race. They're trying to get to the throne really fast. And if they go too fast, they're going to die because they, you know, make a mistake or run into, like, some people that'll kill them or whatever.
Right.
So that's
I think that's hilarious, but I like the King Arthur one better. That makes more sense.
What, the sword and stone thing?
Yeah, like only a worthy king may sit in the throne.
That's probably more likely.
So maybe part of the story is that obviously you can't have a good king control the throne, because then you'll never be able to exploit it for power. Mm-hmm. So what you have to do is you have to be an evil king, and you have to like take a good king prisoner and make him sit in the throne for you.
For you. So he's like you're like pulling the strings.
Right. It's like a game, if you will.
It's like a Game of Thrones. But you have to, like, that takes like a lot of setup, right? Because you gotta like really, you gotta prune the person you want, and you gotta, they need to trust you, mm-hmm. and they need to, like, you know, earn the trust of other people so they could take the throne. But in reality, you're gonna be the decision maker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there's probably a lot of political intrigue, you know,
yeah,
and assassination and stuff, you know.
That would also explain a lot of people getting killed, right? Because mm-hmm. if suddenly someone, you know, doesn't want to do the evil things you said, you have to kill them.
Or someone finds out your evil plot, and then they're like, you're playing a game with the throne, and then, like, there's a battle.
Right.
Right? And then it's just, like, people side with one person or the other, you know. Also, there's a part of Game of Thrones that something about winter is happening, like winter, and I don't really know what it is, but winter is a big thing there, and it's, like, bad, and it doesn't come very often.
Okay.
So maybe you can only take the throne during the winter. So that's, like, the season where the throne activates or something like that, you know?
Oh, okay.
And that's where the contest begins, you know? Yeah. The game, if you will.
It's during the winter.
Right.
And, you know, the winter complicates things because it's very cold.
Right. And the dragons come out during that time, too.
Oh, okay.
Like yeah. Yeah. I think we got a pretty... I think this is probably pretty accurate.
Yeah, this is probably exactly what Game of Thrones is like.
It's probably very close. If you watch Game of Thrones, please tell us how accurate we are. Tweet at us at TimeBatsHow on the Twitter. I still like The Amazing Race.
I think that's way funnier.
They're just like, the throne is activated, go, go, go. Like, a bunch of people just run.
They try to get by the dragons, like, tons of them die.
Because they're going so fast.
Yeah.
It's kind of like reverse Hunger Games, in a way. You know, like, they're not trying to escape, they're trying to get somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Do they have, like, wacky cars they ride in?
Yes, yes, yes. They build a different vehicle. Like, each of them has a different weird vehicle. But maybe it's not vehicles, because this is, like, fantasy. So maybe they all just, like, they ride on a different weird animal. Like, one of them is, all, like, on an elephant or something. And then another one's, like, on a camel. I don't know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
You'd have a carriage.
Yes. What is that one show? Where it's like a cartoon, and it's like they're like racing, and they all have weird cars.
I was just thinking of that, and one of the characters is the evil guy, and he has a dog that laughs.
Yes,
funny.
Yes, and he has a big hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what that's called.
It's like that, but with good
but Lord of the Rings.
Do you know how cool that sounds, though? If Game of Thrones was really about that, I would watch the hell out of it.
Yeah, honestly. Me too.
It sounds fun. And dragons, like, swoop in and kill people randomly.
There's an obvious bad guy, and it's kind of like slapstick humor where he keeps just getting beaten around. And
yes, yes. So that cartoon with the racers, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but I loved that show.
Are they racing a different race every episode, or is it like one really long race?
I think there's an end to the race every episode.
Every episode?
Yeah.
So they're racing every episode.
Wait, like no, there's race. Not. Every episode is a cliffhanger.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Because they would drive over a cliff, and it would be like, next time on whatever that show was called.
Wacky Racers or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that might have been what it's called. So is it just one endless race?
Maybe it is.
Because that's really cool.
It's really deep.
Life is just one long race. The Amazing Race. The Game of Thrones.
Ha ha ha. It's okay. It's perfect.
You want to do another Reddit?
Sure. I love that question. This was asked by Al Bunch of Numbers. I'm not going to read them all.
Thank you, Al Bunch of Numbers.
He asks, has anyone ever figured out how to fix enough spaghetti for 3 to 4 people without ending up with enough to feed the neighborhood?
That's a great question, because I don't know the answer to that. I feel like whenever I make spaghetti, it's either like enough for like half a person or like for millions of people.
Yeah, the problem is the size of a box of pasta. Yes. Because what are you going to do? Are you going to save half the box and never use it?
No, you're going to be like, well, I'm making spaghetti. I might as well make all the spaghetti. Then you have like 3 times as much spaghetti as you need. I have that problem with sauce, too. I never can get the amount of sauce right. I think there's a way, though. I think there's like a technique. Like, you can use your fingers to, like, measure it out somehow, but it never works for me.
Yeah, I just don't make pasta because I know it's going to turn out that way.
Because you know you're going to have, like, 3 times as much as you need. It's hard, man. It's really hard.
That's why it's hard to cook anything at home, because I feel all the recipes are for way too much food.
That's an issue in today's society in general.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you want to cook? Oh, I hope you're feeding 8 people. And then even the grocery store, it's like, here's a family of 4 dinner, you know, frozen dinner. And you're like, I don't need all that food. And then you're like, well, I guess that's what I'm eating because there's nothing else in the frozen aisle that's... Like, I guess I'll have a family of 4 lasagna for dinner tonight.
You know? Yeah.
Like, I don't know what else to do. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you do for dinner. Like, what do you normally make?
I don't know. I've found ways to get smaller quantities while cooking, but I do eat out a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, what if you... do you buy stuff from the grocery store, to like, frozen stuff or, like, quick stuff to make? Because all of those are for, like, 2 to 4 people, aren't they?
Yeah, I can't buy any of those, because I'm not going to eat it later, and it's too much as one.
Yeah, right. So you just don't do that.
Yeah.
Because that leaves you in a weird place where it's like, okay, I can't have anything that fast from the grocery store. So if I buy from the grocery store, I really have to cook.
Yeah.
So I might as well just go eat out, you know?
Like a frozen pizza, that's just not for me. Cause I can't buy frozen pizzas because you're going to wind up.
So do you just go out a lot? You just take out a lot or whatever?
I do cook a lot, too. Like today, I just ate chicken wings and sweet potatoes for dinner.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Stuff like sweet potatoes are good because you can just cook one.
Yeah.
You don't need to cook...
One potato.
Yeah.
I love sweet potatoes.
Me too.
Who's our sponsor today, Bassnacks?
Our sponsor today is... Polar Pops. Brand Ice Pops. They're popsicles, if you will.
Yes. When you're in the mood for something frozen and delicious and nutritious, pick Polar Pops.
Pick Polar Pops.
Pick Polar Pops.
Just polar like preferred.
Remember, when you're feeling like a dunce,
don't come down with the mumps.
There you go. Good night, everyone. I'm Tim Aces.
I'm Bat Snacks.
Have a great day and drive safely. Bye.
Bye.